Okay, after a long break, let's jump into Siman Hey. Kshitzarech ha'adam la'alis midarga ledarga, tzarech she'yilo yirida koidem aliyah. When a person is going from level to level, there needs to be a descent before he ascends. Ki yiridi tachas aliyah, because the descent is the tachas of the ascent. U'mizeh yachol kol adam lahavin, kam hu tzarech l'schazik b'vodes Hashem, v'lo yipa lo oylem b'dayto mikolon afilos yirida sheba olam. A person needs to understand from this, that he needs to stay strong, not fall in the way that he thinks from anything that he does or any fall that happens in the world. Strengthen yourself not to look at it, not to make a big deal out of it at all. Feel miyavar alav ma, regardless of what's happening. Because in the end, all of your yiridas will turn into aliyos gedolos. There's so much to talk about. Ki kol echad shenafal l'makom shenafal nidmel lo she'olav einem ne'amarim dvarim ha'ele. Ki nidmel lo she'olav einem ne'amarim. Rav Nosson addresses our biggest concern that there's no way this is talking about me. It's too good to be true. It's really talking about people who actually care about going midarga el darga. And my yirida is not part of this process. It's not necessary what I'm going through. It's stam yirida. And Rav Nosson says, Aval be'emes tei devetamin ki kol dvarim elu nemarim gam ala katan shebiktanim vagru shebgrum. Everything that I said here is about the smallest and most insignificant and lowest person. Ki Hashem is baruch tov l'kol tamid. Hashem is good to everyone always. So let's try and juice this piece out and get the Yesod HaDavar so we can have Siman Hey in our bank of mochin, of perspectives on how to be mechazik yourselves. So first things first, yiridus are not as they seem to us. Right? To us, it seems like an off day, burnout, however you want to classify it, when in truth it's the exact opposite. In truth, the yirida is part and parcel of avodas Hashem, and it itself brings to the aliyah. That's number one. Right? We're wrong. Rav Nosson's right. I have my money on Rav Nosson over myself. Fine. How does this work? So it's totally on a person being incredibly strong not to look at yiridus, right? We're explaining Siman Hey. Rav Nosson says, "Livli listakel al zeh b'shum ofen." Don't even look at it, right? We often define where we're at. We like to look at a scale and say, oh, I'm this. We look in the mirror, we say, oh, I'm this. Right? We define ourselves in a very negative way. This act of defining and categorizing, I'm in a Yerida, I'm in a Fung, oh no, right, why am I not the Baal Shem Tov? Why am I not him? Why am I not this person that I look up to? Right, how come I'm not there yet? How come I fell? I was there, I should be there. So this act of defining and categorizing the moment that you're in is detrimental. And Rabbeinu, right, this is based on Terech of Beis, Rabbeinu gives us a new way to categorize. Something that we must know and believe, teda v'tamen. Know and believe that without an ounce of doubt, this yirida is litzorech aliyah. This thing that I'm going through right now is litzorech aliyah. There's light at the end of this yirida. So when we see things from our lowly perspective, right, when we get lost in the forest and stop seeing the beauty of it all and the bigger picture of it all, we're deluded to think that I'm in a yirida, I'm lacking Torah and tefillah, and that might be true, that might be something that's very true, but in the larger picture, right, we're talking about avodas Hashem, cultivating a life of kirvas Hashem, we must know that this is how it works. An unavoidable truth that before every aliyah, you must go through a yirida. It's that simple. Therefore, one must not make an asik of the yirida. Don't make a big deal out of it. So, okay, yes, I'm going through yirida because I have to, because this is part of my aliyah. Instead, do what you can in the place that you're in. Say Ribono Shel Olam a few times. You know, Torah and mitzvos on the level of just grabbing here and there. Do what you can do. But all in the umbrella of Emunas Tzadikim, that here in my place, I can be close and Dovik Hashem. Right? I remember once in Uman, I was by a shear from Rav Nissen David Kivek. After the shear, someone had to help him off the stage, and he was coming down, and he said, "You have to go very slow in a yerida. You have to go very slow when you're going down. Think of it, you know. Think of it like when you're on a bike, right? And you have to go very slow when you're going down, and very fast when you're going up, right? Because when you're going down, if you're going very fast, it's incredibly dangerous. If you're going very slow when you're going up, it's also dangerous, because when you're in this yerida, slow down, right? Only a katan asks constantly, am I there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Right? This is baderech. We're baderech right now to an aliyah. In the place that we're in, we're baderech to an aliyah. Don't be a katan. Don't have katnas adas and be like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Where's the aliyah? No, go slow. Grab a little here. Grab a little there. Okay, you're in your yerida. So the things that are happening when you're in yerida, allow those things to happen. Those things are happening. Does that mean you are outside of the walls of Kedusha? No. Let's see further. Right? We don't have this lachatz of, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Am I there yet? Right? The yerida is be'emes and aliyah. Right? It's just tala knowing how real this is. How incredibly true this is. Okay, Rabbeinu, it's too good to be true. I'm being punked. Right? I see and feel how wacky things are right now. I'm feeling the distance. You know, I just messed up terribly. I know I messed up. I know what I did, like, terribly. So at this point, this sicha is not even going to help me. Okay, that's our question. Okay, so to address this, let's a little bit look in the Shorash Advarim. Let's understand a little bit Torah Chav Beis, which is what this Simon Hay is based on. So in Chav Beis, it discusses that just like meat and wine, in order for them to be kosher, in order for meat and wine to truly be kosher, there needs to be what's called a chosem besuch chosem. There needs to be a seal on the meat, a seal on the wine, but not just one level of seal. There needs to be a second seal guarding the first seal, and only in that way do we know that meat and wine are kosher, right? So let's try and understand again. Let's try and understand further. So what's this first seal? The first seal is B'koach HaTzadikim, right? We have these Tzadikim. We have Rabbeinu. We have the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Ari HaKadosh, Shimon, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadikim Amitim, working tirelessly to seal us inside of Kedusha so we don't fall out, right? To the point that even if someone does fall, they remain inside Kedusha. They fall, but they remain inside of Kedusha. So there's something called this Midas Adin. There's something called Midas Adin. Right? The sole way in which a person falls from Kedusha is called Midas Adin. And you can fall in a way where you lose your connection to good altogether. You just you lose that Shaychas Tavodas Hashem altogether. But Midas Adin alone is a holy Midah. It's something that comes from Hashem. It's pure. It's a Midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Rahman. Right? So what's the problem? So when Midas Adin is activated, the Midas Adin of Hashem Yisbarach is activated, so then there's the Chitzonim and the Koach HaTumah in the world that takes action and tries to draw Chiyas from the Midas Adin that's on a person, practically meaning that they flip the Midah of Kedusha, this Din of Hashem, they flip it into a Din Achzari, they flip it into cruelty. Right, and the way that it presents itself all the way down in my nefesh is that I have feelings of yeish. Right, all feelings of yeish and richuk are mushrash lemala in the midas adin of Hashem Yisbarach. Right, my feeling of distance, my feeling of yeish, right? Everything is elikus. Everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So how come I'm feeling yeish? Because that too is coming from the midas adin of Hashem Yisbarach. But that midas adin wasn't protected. It wasn't sealed. So the Koach HaTumah, excuse me, the Koach HaTumah latched on to that Midas Adin, and now it comes down to my nefesh into feelings of yeish that cause us to think we're far from Hashem and that we have no chelik in the Torah. Okay? So the avoid of the tzaddikim, which you mentioned earlier, just a moment ago, the tzaddikim sweeten this din by sealing it so that it can't be touched and tainted by the chitzoinim and the kochas atumah in the world. They're mivakish rachmim lifnei Hashem from the moment they left the world and when they were in the world, right? Tzadikim b'misasim kruim chayim. Right? They're oymin lifnei Hashem 24/7 and more beyond the gdarim of time. And melitz tov on Yisrael, they talk good about Klal Yisrael. So that din can serve its actual purpose, right? Which is namely to bring us closer to Hashem, right? A din is where the Yerida comes from. And the Yerida has its purpose, which is to bring us to be mischadish in avodas Hashem, to bring us an aliyah. And the more a person learns Lukut Elochas, Pnimis HaTorah, you understand how every Yerida is to bring you to a place of Bir HaNitzoytz Sakadoshim, right, to bring you to fall to a new place, and you have a new shlichus in that place, right? Din has its purpose, right? But when it's not chosum and it's not sealed properly and protected, then that's where all the problems come in. So we have the tzaddikim who are mamtik that din, they sweeten that din, so we can experience the richok and the fall without the feelings of yeish and inadequacy that come from that. All right, so and the tzaddikim. So that's on one hand, they're ma'orer, the hamtakas ha-din l'mayla, the sweetening of that din l'mayla. But down here, they also, the tzaddikim, they give us tochacha, right? They tell us to be kaddish, they tell us to be mischazik, they tell us to get up, they tell us you can do it, right? They give us the tochacha that we need, because they want to see us serving Hashem properly. Of course, only in the way of chizik, right? In a way that we don't lose hope. In a way that we know that we can, never to say I can't do it. In a way that we know that we can do it, right? Because the Midas Adin also grabs on to the Tocha and the Svarim Hakadoshim, right? We've all seen people that take Tocha way too seriously and Musar and Chassidus too way too seriously, because they took the Tocha with the Midas Adin without the sweetening of the Midas Adin, without understanding that the Tocha is kulo chizik. That the Musar of the Tzaddik is kulo chizik. It's never to break a person. Right? Tzaddikim only give Tocha in the way of chizik. And when we start to understand that Simen Hei and Meshivas Nefesh is Tocha of the Tzaddik, that Yerida is Letzor HaLiyah, then we get that first chosem. We get that first seal. We're sealed inside of Kedusha. So when we start listening to the Tocha of the Tzaddikim, we're written and sealed in the Sifran Shel Tzaddikim. We exist in a completely different way. Completely different way, right? On one hand, we have this oris of the tzaddikim to see that we're lacking, for sure, to see that we're lacking, and to see that we're lacking, and to be misoirer, that we need to go and avodas Hashem midargal darga. That's on one hand. And on the other hand, we also know that wherever I am, whatever place I'm in, b'chol matzav, I can be dovak Hashem. And we have the double-edged sword of the tzaddikim. Right, that's the first choisim. That's the first seal. Okay, fine. And then we fall again. And then there's midas adin, and we don't understand anything that the tzaddikim are telling us. We're not mesugel to care about the yirida tzarich aliyah, givaldik. I'm happy now. I'm great. Right, we're not mesugel to understand that for that to make any difference on us. And that in that way, we need the chosem hachitzam. We need the outer stamp, the outer seal that's guarding the inner seal. And that outer seal is the becholzos. I don't feel anything. I don't know anything. I don't care about anything. Becholzos, I'm an action gadol. I have the audacity to say that I am close to Hashem right now, even though I fell to the lowest, lowest, lowest place. I'm near Hashem. Everything here is niflo sabore. Everything here is nisim from Hashem. And in that way, we're safe. We're safe. We have this double seal, and we are safe. We're not hearing tolchas tzaddik. We're not acting on anything the tzaddik is telling us, except for that there's an outer seal that I'm always, always close to Hashem. So what's the eitzah for this? What's the advice for this? Again, the advice is, like I mentioned earlier, is to know how wrong we are, our thought process, right? That in our way of crunching the numbers and coming to conclusions, we are likely, and we always make that same exact mistake, that everything in Avodah Hashem is to be marchik me, is to distance me, to distance me, to make me feel guilty, to make me experience Avodas Hashem in a bitter way, right? And our job is to be mevatel our das to the das hatzadikim, to the chosim hapnimi and the chosim achitzon, right? But if you delude yourself to think that I am outside of kedusha and you're not mischazik in the words of the tzadikim, then be'emes your yirida is yirida, and that itself is what it means to be outside of kedusha, is to think that I'm outside of kedusha because you're not listening to the tocha of the tzadikim. That wake up, you're inside of kedusha. Hashem cares about what you're doing. Start to do a little bit of Torah and Tefillah. I'm not asking for more than what you can do, right? That's the Toch of the Tzaddik in a way of Chizik. So just to sum up everything, person who's Mamish Chazak in his Emuna and Mekabel the Chaskas of the Tzaddikim, that's a person who's not, doesn't feel Yeridus, experiences Yeridus, but he's not feeling and making a big deal out of the Yeridus. Because he's Chazak. He's Chazak to look for Hashem in every place that he falls into, with a real audacity to stay inside of the seal of Kedusha, to stay a kosher yid. And then in this way, he's zoicha that every single yerida he's going through, whatever the person is going through, it becomes its mishapich into an aliyah gedoyla. Until next time, in Meshivas Nefesh.